Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Well, I'm holding a lot of papers, but do not be worried. I'm not going to read everything. Dear friends, as we gather to keep watch, awaiting the birth of Christ in human form, our scriptures have something for us to ponder on as we wait. When we say we are supposed to keep vigil, it would have meant that we should stay here till midnight, but I'm not going to keep you for more than an hour here, so don't be worried. Isaiah the prophet wrote that the Lord God refused to be passive, to be a passive observer insofar as the people he created in his own image lived in bondage. The Lord said, for the sake of Jerusalem, for the sake of Zion, he was not going to keep mute. He would show his might until their vindication shone like light. At the time the prophet wrote thus, the message was good for only a chosen people, the people of Israel at the time. But at the coming of Jesus, all those who have agreed to follow Jesus have become the chosen people. They knew Jerusalem, they knew Zion. So it is about us, the scriptures speak. The Lord refuses to be a passive observer insofar as we are still struggling in difficulty. So he said he was going to send them a savior. And at a point in time, he sent his angel Gabriel to a virgin of Nazareth to tell her she would become the mother of God's son. It was a difficult decision to make at the time for Mary. Yet once she said yes, she never went back on her word. It is the Son of God, the Son of Mary, whose birth we keep vigil, waiting to see his presence in our midst. There is a musician known as Bonnie M. He said, the whole world is keeping vigil, waiting and watching for one little child. Is he going to be brown, yellow, green, white, or black? Nobody knows. But all we know is that when he comes, he's coming to save his people from their bondage to sin. That is why we are waiting here. But as we wait and we reflect on the scriptures, St. Paul in the second reading says, this Jesus Christ, whom the Lord God is sending to us, is the one to come and save us from our sins and to show us the way back to God our Father. When we were coming in for this Mass, well, the intention is that was that we were coming to celebrate a Mass for teenagers. And I have seen different types of teenagers here. When I came to the U.S., I had to hide some of the things I used to say. Here we call the grown women girls. If you call them girls in my place, they would laugh at you. But if I don't call them girls here, I will be making a mistake. So there are so many girls here. Many girls. And the message is to all those girls among us that Mary, when she said yes, and the Lord had favor on her, she stood by her word. Today in our world, there are many things that go round. We are seeing so many things in our world, and sometimes we are not quite happy. Sometimes we keep quiet. We become passive observers. Other times we want to speak out, and we are confounded. Sometimes we are limited. What I'm saying is this, that in our world, many things that are not supposed to be done, particularly when it comes to the moral issue and sex before marriage, sorry to use that word, we talk a lot about it, but we are not able to implement it. And when our young girls become pregnant, we want them to cast off their children, to abort them. But there is always, if you make a choice, you must be responsible for your choice. That is why here in the Catholic parishes, there are many organizations that will tell our young girls, one mistake does not kill you. If you become pregnant, maintain it. There is a life after you have given life. It's precious life. Don't destroy it. Keep it. Love it. And God will bless you. When in the gospel we heard Mary was found to be with child before she could stay with Joseph, we will say before they wedded. Joseph wanted to drive her away, but he was a good man and wanted to just go away quietly. It was a time of testing for Mary. All that is written for us to know is that, Joseph wanted to deny her, to say he didn't have anything to do with the pregnancy. But I think if the author were to write everything down, we would have been appalled. There would have been a lot of interrogation between Joseph and Mary, between Mary and her parents. And there would have been a lot of pressure from other places. She agreed to keep the pregnancy because she knew where it was coming from. Young people, some of you know where it is coming from, and the Lord wants you to keep it. Parents, a lot of pressure comes from us. They are still in school, so we want them. Nobody should know that they have ever been pregnant before. So they should be modern virgins. They have not known any man. So we want to push them into committing abortion. The Lord says, no. You don't know what is going to become of that child you are going to destroy. And therefore, as we celebrate this Mass, waiting for the birth of the Son of God, what the Lord God wants us to do is this. We must take every life, see every life to be so precious in His sight. He has created everything, and when we are in trouble, we should turn back to Him. He will know what to do with us. Every life that we keep alive, the Lord blesses us. He shows a different way and helps that life to become great, to show us the meaning and how important life is for everybody. As we celebrate today, my brothers, my sisters, let us remember, God said He will not become a passive observer when His people are suffering. He has created us in His own image. He has brought us this far. He's not going to close His eyes to our needs. If we listen and we obey His will, just as Mary, all of us must be ready to accept a responsibility and carry out that responsibility in the light of God's mercy. Through Mary, God became man, became a human being, that human beings may share in the divinity of Christ. For she gave birth to the Son of God, God with us, the Emmanuel. In the Emmanuel, the divine took on humanity to help us share in his divinity. In this Jesus, whose birth we await, who comes into our life every day, we are still making preparation to receive him in a special way at Christmas. At Christmas, he comes to give us a voice to shout in triumph over the power of evil. In him, we see the mercy of God in concrete terms. In Jesus, we meet God face to face. Dear friends, as we wait for the birth of Christ, let us remain faithful to our call to be Christians and let others experience Christ through us.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.